Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Baby,
Warren Cats and Dogs outside. It feels good. Roger Russell, how y'all doing this week?
Oh, we hanging in there down here in Central Texas. So what oven, but done and turn the oven off be just fine with me. Virgil, how about you, brother?
Oh, it's hotter than a fresh buck fox in a forest fire down here. And we just trying to keep from having a heat stroke and dying. That's all we can do.
Yes, sir. I got a solid copy on that.
So
don't wanna,
I tell you what, what do you think about all this bullshit that's going on right now?
Well, you got to be more specific.
Yeah, there's a lot of bullshit.
No, just pick one. Well, just
let's talk about,
just indulge yourself. Pick one.
How about what's just been covered by Open the Books organization? They sued, finally got it. Now, this is just up till 2020, all right? It's not during the biggest part of the pandemic there and stuff like that. But we now know that China, Russia, Big Pharma, all the big pharmaceutical companies, paid the scientists and researchers at NIH, National Institutes of Health, $325 million.
Yep.
Went to individuals, I guess, to get the results they want. Now, that's just breaking news just coming out, but we knew there was a lot of dirty money had to be involved in that. Now it's coming out, but ladies and gentlemen, don't get excited, because the Republicans are going to do absolutely nothing. Now, we had some of our favorite Republicans. We had old boys from there in Louisiana. We had a couple good old boys here from Texas that are supposed to be solid and conservative and pro-America, said, well, we're going to hold McCarthy's feet to the fire. If he doesn't keep his promises, we're going to take a vote of no confidence and remove him and yada, 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 yada. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's not the friggin' Republican Congress that came out with this court. It's people like me and you out there beating the bushes, seeing what we could find and stuff. This group here has been at it a long time, and I mean, they've got the documents via FOIA. The whole thing's just been one hell of a big scam, and it just continues to go on and on, and nobody's going to do anything about it as long as McCarthy is sitting in the speaker seat. And Mitch, I lost my train of thought, McConnell there in the Senate. In case you, ladies and gentlemen, didn't know, the debt ceiling bill, the McCarthy-Biden compromise, there was no raised debt limit. There was nothing done with the debt limit. Let me tell you what they did, ladies and gentlemen. They suspended the debt ceiling until 2025. So basically, McCarthy told Biden, spend the fuck away. Woohoo! I don't think I'm wrong on
that. Right.
What do you think, guys?
I don't know. You're 100% right. I've been watching this as well, and it's funny how they're doing all this, you know, and everything. But I think they're doing it to collapse the economy. I believe that's what they're doing. You know? What's your thought?
Well, the thing is, too, since when has it become okay, just go ahead and do it type attitude when it comes to shredding of documents related to a two-year investigation?
Oh, yeah. the Democrats just shredded all the depositions and they said, oh, well, we can't anybody come find it in here checking this shit out. We'll just shred it all, destroyed all those documents. So, I mean, there's no way there's not something illegal in that. But here's one for you, Virgil. The botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Explain something to me, brother. All right, they knew this suicide bomber was coming. They had him in their sight. Command wouldn't give him a green light to take it out. Comes rolling up in there, man, kills 13 Americans, wounds a bunch more, yada, yada, like that. And so when these families get their sons and daughters' personal effects back, none of their cell phones had SIM cards. All the SIM cards had been removed by the government. Now, Virgil, what's the first thought that crosses your mind when you hear that, brother?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, it's par for the course, brother. It's par for the course. You know, never leave an electronic footprint. I mean, you know, 33,000 emails come up, just disappeared like fart in the wind. What's a SIM card? You know, what's a SIM card? You know?
Well,
I mean, Trump is getting indicted on insurrection charges that he incited everything on January 6th. But once his lawyers go to subpoena things from the January 6th investigation, all of a sudden, well, we're not obligated to keep any records of that. Since when is a tax-funded entity such as the January 6th Investigative Committee allowed to spend millions of dollars, 2 years investigating this, but they're not obligated to keep transcripts and records and statements of witnesses and testimony to this?
Right.
You know? What part of this don't you understand, America, that you have no freedom of choice? We have no more justice system. The only freedom of choices you have are three. Burger King, Subway, and 31 flavors, okay? Everything else has gone to shit. You're going to fall to your knees and you're going to pray for divine intervention. You're going to hope that you can vote this country back into the straight and narrow. Well, as my brother Russell once said, put down the crack pipe on the deck and step away from it.
Yeah. Here's the other kicker, guys.
Joseph, please quit interrupting us, please.
And on the flip side of that, guys, just go back a little history like we do sometimes over here, Joseph. Tell me, there was 6 million Jews that thought we got this. We'll just vote the Nazi party out. How'd that turn out for them?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You know?
And I tell you what, I think it was Joseph that said this, you know, originally, and I kind of tended to disagree with it, and I don't remember exactly how Joseph put it, but this upcoming election, there's not going to be one. And I think you were the first one to call that. And I disagreed with you. I disagreed with you on the digital currency. And by God, is they're pushing that harder than a crack dealer on Saturday night, man.
Yeah, I told you also. But you know what I was trying to say is when Berger brought up, they're trying to document cases in New York, which happened in Florida, So the Supreme Court judge in Florida is asking New York, why the fuck are you holding the case there when the crime was committed up here in Florida?
Well, I mean, there was no crime. There was no crime.
There was a crime, and the crime was all those fucking documents found in Biden's garage. He was vice president and a senator. He did not have the power to declassify anything. There's your crime. Mike Pence, secret documents. He was vice president and a senator. There's crime number two. Trump committed no crime.
Well, you see, here's the thing, Russell. Here's the thing where something needs to be corrected, and it needs to be corrected immediately. Okay, everybody's calling this a witch hunt, It's not a witch hunt, It's gone way beyond that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this has gone to the level of what is called an inquisition.
Yes,
not a witch hunt, an inquisition. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here we have another notch on the FBI's belt. Okay? Supposedly somebody is threatening to kill Biden and threatening to kill Obama and their families and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other, and extremists, and all of this. Okay? So what do? They send the FBI, better known as judge, jury, and executioner. And here we have another trophy right next to Lavoie Finicum.
Yep.
No trial.
I don't think, for the life of me, and I don't understand why, I don't think you're grasping the whole situation here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Now, these people are going to corruptly and unjustly crucify this man. Okay? There's 72 million motherfuckers out there. All right? I'm one of them. All right? That say they support Trump. Where the fuck are you? Why aren't you melt the phone lines in the Congress? Why aren't the phone lines, why aren't they having to spray extinguishers on those phone lines to keep them from fucking bursting into flame? But y'all aren't doing a fucking thing. Oh,
exactly.
Well, we did some. We're praying. You know what?
Waiting for us.
I pray every day. Morning and night, I spend time with God and stuff. And you know what? There is a way out of this, but God's not going to reach down. I've said this 1,000 times, and I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to say it one more time. God's not going to reach down here with a big hand and sweep the bad guys away. I don't care what part of history you want to look at. Let's just talk about World War II for a second. We were beat down. All right, when they took out Pearl Harbor, they fucking hurt us in a big, big way, okay? And you're right, man, the churches were filled, people were praying, and you know what? Every young man, some of them even underage, lied about their age so they could get in. And it took God's people physically kicking ass to fucking turn things around. And that's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. God will give us a way to victory, but you got to get off your fucking asses and do something. And I'm about tired of listening to you, son of a bitch. And
That's right. That's right. Here we go. And let's go to Israel. God's chosen people, the Israelites, the Jews. Okay? How many times have they been? Since the establishment of the State of Israel, they've been challenged. They were challenged by 13 Arab countries and Persian countries, okay? It took a war with guns, with men, with women, and almost a nuclear bomb to back off the Egyptian army, the Syrian army, and they kicked their ass. They literally kicked their ass. Okay? But it took them. They didn't go to the temple and start rocking their heads and everything else and just depend on that. No. They picked up weapons and they defended their homes against invaders, against tyrants. Okay?
We fought
10 fucking years. We fought 10 fucking years against a tyrant monarchy to establish this country.
Mm-hmm.
It took from 1776 to 1787 just to come up with our Constitution. Okay? Mm-hmm. And men from that day on, even when they tried to retake us in 1812, they couldn't do it. And why? It wasn't because of prayers.
Whoa, Virgil,
it was because of rifles.
Stop right there. Don't downplay the importance of prayer. Don't do that for a fucking minute, because it is important. But it takes along with that prayer.
That is right. That is right. You cannot just depend on prayer. Okay? Now, if you go buy the Mega Million ticket for $1.5 billion, and, okay, yeah, prayer comes in real good then. But not when somebody's looking to drag you out of your home, take your weapons, take your freedom, take everything you have, and say, okay, we'll decide what you need and when you need it. No, prayer is not the only thing you need. Yeah, you pray for your enemies, okay? The book says pray for your enemies. I do pray for my enemies, okay? I pray that God lets them into heaven after I make every shot count. I pray that God forgives them.
Well, right.
In order for God to forgive them, I'm going to do my damnedest to make sure that they meet him. And when it comes to these Muslim son bitches and these 72 virgins, well, I'm going to help them old boys get laid.
it takes action with prayer. I really don't like, and I know it sounds like that prayer is important, ladies and gentlemen, but it's... Do you think all the training they did during World War II did defeat the Nazis? No, it took good men, good Americans, blue-blooded Americans, and some were, some weren't, but it took them actually to back and getting the job done. And I pray over my two. Psalms 109 over there.
Kind of cutting out, Russell.
I speak Psalms 109 over them daily. And if you don't know what Psalms 109 is, I would strongly suggest you read it, because it definitely lays out what needs to be done. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is not going to go away. I don't understand why y'all can't see that. These people are not going to stop. There's not going to be an election. Why do you think they're letting all these people in, all the states, Texas included, Texas, Louisiana, New Mexico? Oh, come on across the border. You're illegal. We're going to give you a driver's license. No, when you get your driver's license, here, go ahead and sign up to vote.
Yep.
Oh, we're going to make a police officer. That is correct. And even the mayor of New York City, Russell, a sanctuary city, is now asking President Biden for a state of emergency because of the flood of illegals into New York, into New York City.
If they want to talk to anybody about floods of illegal aliens into their state, they need to talk to New Mexico, Texas, and Louisiana.
I live right by the border, man. I tell you, it's bad up here.
I'll tell you a state that's worse. I'll tell you a state that is worse, and you're not going to believe it. Alabama. Alabama is the worst out of all of them, Russell, believe it or not. Alabama is the worst of them all. Yep, and Georgia is getting them too. They're overflowing into Georgia.
The sad part, guys, is that Massachusetts and New York are telling people you got to let these illegals live in your house.
Well, you know, there's an upside to that, Joseph. Okay, you get good home-cooked Mexican food, you get your house cleaned, and you get your yard taken care of for free.
Well, yeah, true.
You know, get your grass cut for free.
And you see, ladies and gentlemen, I've been saying this for years. We've talked about it on the show. And it's become just blatantly obvious as of late, especially with them bringing all this AI stuff on. Can you see? The whole plan all along goes back to 2000 when they said, hey, you know, this middle-class American, these blue-collar guys, they want way, way, way too fucking much. We need to replace them. So soon you're going to have AI doing all the difficult work, the thinking and stuff like that. And they don't need to pay anybody a bunch of money. They need these government-dependent illegals who are willing to live 18 motherfuckers in a house, go out there and do manual labor, and do what the robots tell them to do. And if you think I'm talking science fiction, ladies and gentlemen, it is happening right fucking now. And as I said all along, they're letting this flood in to replace it. Now, when they get this place flooded with the illegal, uneducated minions they want, dependent on them and the government, what do you think they're going to do with us? You think they're going to let us just sit here and draw Social Security or check or whatever? No. That's what this whole pandemic was about, and it's nowhere near being done yet. They have to eliminate us. And I don't think I'm wrong. Am I, guys?
I don't know.
You see? The illegal thing and the dummying down thing, you see, that's why I told them the other day that I called the office and I said, look, I'm going to stop being an owner-operator, independent contractor. I told them, I said, put me in a company truck, make me a company driver. I'm tired of the headaches. Tired of the constant changing federal motor carrier rules. I'm tired of the entire tax thing with the trucks and everything else, and mechanic work and maintenance costs have gone through the roof. Fuel has gone back through the roof, and I'm just not going to deal with that anymore. So I'm selling my truck. I'm selling my Mac, and I'm going back to being a company driver. So, you know. So I'm not dealing with it anymore, Russell. I'm not dealing with it.
I don't blame you a bit, brother. I don't blame you one bit. And it's getting just stupid. It's just getting stupid dangerous out there too, with all these illegals running now and stuff like that. I watched the 18-wheeler blow. Now, the light had turned red. I stopped. It was probably 3 seconds that light had been red. And he just missed running over a fucking vehicle. But he come blowing through there like there was no tomorrow.
Well, and, you see, Russell, go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
No. That was it. I'm just saying. Let me say one more thing, Virgil, before I hand it over to you. All right. Truck drivers used to be some of the most courteous drivers on the road. They were professional. If I saw them trying to get over the lane or something like that, you know, you'd back off, flash your bright set of, you know, they'd slide on over. But, I mean, and it hasn't been a long time. It just seems like it's been the last maybe 5 years that a lot of these guys have turned into screaming fucking assholes. I don't know. Am I wrong?
No. You haven't. And the reason these foreign drivers, they act like this on the road and everything. They drive so dangerously that if they should happen to hit a car and kill an entire family, okay, yeah, sure, they get arrested. But some liberal, woke lawyer gets them bonded out of jail and this, that, and the other, you know, saying, oh, well, he didn't mean it, was unintentional and blah, 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 blah. Well, they get out of jail, get a court date. Well, guess what they do, Russell? They trek right back across that border out of United States jurisdiction and go right back to work and then come back as they go from Pedro to Jesus and in a year come back into the country and nobody knows them. They change their identity.
Yep.
That's how they do
yep.
it. That's how they do it. When you're undocumented, you can do that.
Yep.
You can do that. You know? I mean, one of the safety films we had to watch at Dana Transport, there was a Dana truck, and he was going down the highway, and he was not an experienced driver like they thought. He had fooled a lot of people, and there was a truck stopped in the middle of the highway with his flashes on, had broken down. Well, he didn't let off the gas. He didn't let off the throttle. He cut around to the right of that semi-truck, and right when he cut around there was a pickup truck on the side of it. Smashed into the pickup truck. The pickup truck burned. I wish I could get this film for y'all, but it's still in litigation. They saw it at the safety classes. The truck burst into flames. People jump out of their cars. The driver jumps out of the truck with a fire extinguisher. They're trying to put the fire out in the truck, but they can't. They have the wrong type of fire extinguishers. And the man, they cannot get to the man in the truck, a 34-year-old father of two, sitting in that driver's seat of that pickup truck, and they're listening at him screaming, and he burned to death. On video, on the dash camera. They show him burning to death.
Somebody gets paid.
So, but the point I'm trying to make, ladies and gentlemen, is this. I've been a truck driver for close to 30 years, and I have never seen a bigger conglomerate and collection of unsafe, uncourteous, and inexperienced drivers in these trucks. If you can avoid the interstate highways wherever you have to go, please avoid them, because
yep.
you're putting your life and the lives of your family in danger. Okay, I'm literally and sincerely telling y'all that. Please avoid the interstate highways as much as you can.
Yep.
And stay away from Schneider, Swift, KLLM, and CR England trucks. They are rolling misguided missiles, and they are death machines. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. If you value your life and you value the lives of your family, you will limit your use of a major interstate highway with the drivers they have out here. I am serious. Take it from someone in the trenches. I have seen the enemy face to face.
Mm-hmm.
And he will kill you.
Well, and let me tell you, this is Thursday Roundtable, out of Georgia, of course, Georgia. Representative from Georgia, thinking Bush, black woman. 9 years after the death of the guy that attacked the cop, and the cop ended up ending him. I can't think of his name right now, damn it. But anyway, it's an election year, so she said on his anniversary she came out. Of course, we're starting with the white supremacy, racism cards are being thrown out there on the tables again, which is hot for the course. But, you know, it's just unbelievable, man. And I don't know when y'all gonna wait. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to find your backbone, okay? Quit complying. Quit going along with this bullshit. The other day there was one of these chanting. Now, let me clarify this before I go down this rabbit hole, okay? Personally, there isn't a person on the planet that could give a fuck less about what you do with your personal life, okay? If you want to puff a Peter, knock yourself out. If you want to munch carpet, go for it. You know, if you're a man that wants to dress like a woman, knock yourself out. Vice versa, the same way. I really, really don't care, okay? But let's be real about it. There is no such fucking thing as transitioning, okay? It's absolutely biologically and physically impossible, okay? Now, you can get a add a dick to me or remove a dick from me, operations or whatever like that. But, you know, 1,000 years, 10,000 years from now, you know, when they dig up our bodies and stuff like that, you're going to be identified as one or two things, male or female. And you really don't
right.
have to go far. Just go to the CDC website and go ahead and dig through there and see how they lied on the numbers and how they've dwindled down to nothing. But you know what? The deaths that were actually caused by COVID or whatever like that, was there a trans woman? Was there a trans man? Was there a non-binary? Was there this or that? No. Look on there. How were they identified? One of two ways, male or female. And that's all there is, okay? There ain't none of this other bullshit. So, ladies and gentlemen, grow your backbone, pull your britches up, and don't play their imaginary games with them anymore, all right? If you think you're being politically correct and kind or Christian or anything like that, you're not. You're hurting these people. These people are mentally ill, and they need to be told they are. All
well,
right?
Russell,
and I
well,
do
Russell.
It. And every chance I get, I do it. I will not play their game. I will not buckle down to it. And I'm not going to be a part of it. And that's everything in general, ladies and gentlemen. Quit fucking complying. Grow a set.
Exactly.
Put your big girl on whatever you need to do, but find your fucking backbone and start standing up for what you say you believe in.
Well, Russell, I tell you what, I'm going to put a counter offer on that table to all of the transgender and binary people, you know, the men who want to say they're women, the women that want to say they're men. Okay? If you want me to recognize your self-identification as a man, a woman, or goat, sheep, horse, whatever you want to call yourself, okay, then you have to recognize my choice when you see my 1911 45 and my leather holster on the side. That's not a firearm. That's men's jewelry as far as I'm concerned. Okay?
Right.
You know? And, Russell, you're saying find your spine. Well, okay, find your spine. What you've done is you just opened the door to self-identification of people calling themselves a jellyfish. Okay? You have to be more specific.
Yeah.
You have to identify the gender that has spines. You know, my gender doesn't have a spine. I identify as Boron from the planet 426 in the solar system or whatever, and all of this. You know, I mean, it's all about, you know, it comes down to the R word. And boy, do I get in trouble for saying this R word. And you know what I'm going to say? Responsibility.
Oh, no!
That's the R word.
The R word. Worse than the N word, worse than anyone. And what really makes you a target is when you put the word individual in front of that responsibility. Okay? It is not the responsibility of your government to give you any goddamn thing.
That's right.
It is your responsibility to safeguard your own freedom.
No,
it has been that way. It has been that way since 1776, and it should be that way now. But no, what you lazy motherfuckers want, you want that free money. You want that free government protection. You want this. Even the Supreme Court finally dropped their nuts in a 6-3 decision and put their heads on a chopping block, six of them, and said, finally, after decades of putting it off, that the Second Amendment applies to possessing your weapon outside of your home.
Yep.
Duh.
Well, you
70
know,
million Americans, 300 million firearms, trillions of rounds of ammunition, and y'all are allowing this shit to fucking take place?
Well, you know, Virgil, you kind of hit the nail on the head there, and I know we've talked about this a little bit before and stuff here on the show and stuff, but ladies and gentlemen, what Virgil is talking about, freedom is an ugly motherfucking thing, all right? It is. It's ugly as it gets, but it's also as beautiful as it gets. Because you know what? There are no safety nets in freedom. When you have freedom, the way our founding fathers put it, in the Constitution, which has been shredded for decades, by the way, you know what? The government's got no business doing anything but protecting the borders and keeping the armed forces ready to defend. They got no business in commerce. They got no business in banking. They damn sure got no business in insurance or forcing. They can't buy you. Now, as Virgil was saying, insurance got crazy and all this and that. Ladies and gentlemen, and we got it here in Texas too, man. The government forces you to buy auto insurance, so you can't have a driver's license, or you can't drive a vehicle or whatever. Now, that's about as unconstitutional as it gets, okay? But this is the kind of stuff y'all have allowed to happen. Okay, nowhere does it say in the Constitution if you fuck up as a young man, you can never own a gun again. What did they do for years? when you got out of prison, you walked out those prison gates, they handed you your guns back. Okay? Now you go, oh, well, you know, listen, an armed society is a polite and law-abiding society. Okay? Now, let me finish my thought here, ladies and gentlemen. Well, how can you say that? Because you know why? The good guys far outweigh the bad guys, okay? Now, if you want to be a robber or whatever like that, and you may have your little run, but you're going to run across some good guys that are going to put you down like the worthless fucking dogs you are, okay? It's gone on through history since the beginning of time, the battle between good and evil. But y'all have allowed, and it's been through brainwashing, well, it's the police job to protect me. Ladies and gentlemen, what kind of fucking job are they doing protecting us? Huh?
Right.
You called 911. There's somebody trying to kick in the door of your house. You call 911. And by the time the sheriff or the police department, I'm no way knocking these guys. I'm not. We're just talking about the size and availability of LEOs and stuff. But if you got somebody doing a home invasion trying to kick your door in and you call 911, they're not going to stop that home invasion. You know what they're going to be doing? They're going to be investigating a homicide.
Yep.
But y'all been brainwashed to believe it's somebody else's job to protect you. It's somebody else's job to make sure you have something to retire on. Oh, we got to have this safety net. We got to have that safety. That's not freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom is rugged, demanding, and requires that horrible word Virgil used a while ago, which is self-responsibility. It is your responsibility to feed your family. It's not taking money out of my pocket, Joe's pocket, Virgil's pocket, to feed the 14 kids you got because you got 11 different baby daddies. None of them got a job. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, how fucked up have we become as a country? And
okay,
you
Russ,
sold yourself.
I'm going to add to that. I'm going to add to that. The statement you just made. Okay, I'm going to use this example. Family services gets a call. The police gets family service a call from family services that a child is being neglected. They go over and they investigate, and they find out the allegations are true. They remove the child from the home. They put the parents in jail. They bring them to court. Okay? They're asked, why did you neglect this child? Why did you neglect taking care of this child? Now, just as Russell said, someone breaks into your home, you use your firearm to protect that child, protect your wife, protect yourself, and then you go to jail, and they ask you, well, why did you use the firearm? Why didn't you call 911? You see, it's a system that is screwed up from the floor up. On one hand, you demand that we protect and care for our families. But when we protect and care for our families, you want to chastise us and make us look evil because we did it in an ugly way. Well, ugliness, you know, I'm going to use a quote from the movie Departed. Have you ever seen that movie, Russell, The Departed, Jack Nicholson?
I don't think so.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie. You ought to watch it. Well, Jack Nicholson is talking to one of his new recruits, his henchman, and he said, you know, you can be a cop or you can be a criminal. When both sides or staring down the barrel of a loaded gun, tell me the difference. Can anyone tell me the difference? I can tell you the difference. The difference is who's going to be the fastest on that trigger and who's going to survive. That's what it comes mm-hmm. down to, survival. Survival.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court ruled that the Second Amendment extends outside the home. To me, that's a green light. That's a green light.
It is a green light.
Everybody
you know
in Texas, everybody in Texas needs to be swinging a hog leg off their hip. In New York, in Florida, Chicago,
New Mexico,
everybody needs to be strapped down, healed with a hog leg now.
And you know what else? Hey, Virgil, correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Does that cancel out the red flag law?
Well, I don't know about that, but I know this. If they say that the Second Amendment extends outside of your front door, okay, that means if mm-hmm. you're in the continental United States, Alaska and Hawaii, you can walk around healed, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plain and simple.
Well, and you know, they have passed that, but you go somebody in Houston, Texas is one of them, and I Perry. You have no idea how many times that I have been harassed and fucked. Now, there's not supposed to be able to just fuck with you, not according to the law or whatever. You have to be doing something that causes suspicion. Well, here you look there with a shithole. Well, let me rephrase that. This is one big steaming sinkhole. They won't investigate a robbery and stuff, nothing like that. But if you walk down the street open carrying, which is 100% legal, you're going to get fucked with by the HPD, period.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yep.
You are. You are.
Ladies and gentlemen, and this just all comes back to what we were talking about earlier. You've got to stop complying, all right? You've got to find backbone, I'm a Christian man. I believe in God. I believe Jesus Christ is my Savior, and I pray daily. You know what? But I know if I find myself in a situation to where I have to defend myself, God's not going to reach down with a big hand and clap your motherfucker's way. All right? Now,
yep. If
you can't wait to see Jesus, you know, fine. Keep your bullshit up. But I'm telling you that, and though you think you're going to get whisked away before anything bad happens, oh, we going to get raptured out of here. Why don't you ask, and Virgil has seen some of this too, and I've seen way too much of it my fucking lifetime. Why don't you ask some of the Christian and Middle East how that rapture before anything bad happens worked out for them?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
because I'm trying to tell people, you know, and the main problem we have, Russell, is we're a victim of one thing, and one thing that kills everything, you know, with this. We're victims. We're a very arrogant people, Americans. We think we got the bead on everything. We think that we can dictate policy around the world, and we can't even run our own fucking shit in our own towns and keep it straight. But we're going to tell the rest of the world how to live. Okay? The main thing is people need to take the chip off their shoulder. They need to quit being so arrogant. They need to humble themselves a little bit, and they need to learn. They need to learn from people that are willing to teach and know how to teach and know what they're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can get organized.
Yep.
And once you become organized, then you can start making plans. And once you start making plans, let me tell you what, 70 million Americans organized, trained, with a plan and weapons, we can't lose. We can't lose. But the thing is, we need to come up with an anti-arrogance vaccine, not an anti-COVID vaccine, an anti-arrogance vaccine. Get rid of the arrogance, people.
Yep.
Stop arguing about whose Glock shoots the straightest. All right? Learn how to work as a team. Learn how to work as a team. Russell can tell you, we had this drilled into our fucking heads at the island and at Lejeune and every goddamn place that we fucking came out of them fucking LRAD fucking sweat boxes and Hueys and everything else. Teamwork, goddammit. Teamwork. Work as a team. Work as a team. The deadliest thing in the world is a well-motivated Marine with a rifle.
Yep.
Okay?
A team
of Marines is a weapon of mass destruction. A platoon of well-trained Marines is a weapon of mass destruction that you are not going to fuck with.
Yep. Especially ex-Marines.
Learn. There's no such thing as an ex-Marine. No such thing. Don't ever let me hear you say that again. Don't ever let me. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Fuck you, Joseph.
That's
for
true.
That statement.
That's true. That's true. I apologize on that.
Virgil, you know as well as I that the things that are out now aren't Marines.
You're cutting out, Russell.
I said these things are turning out and calling Marines. I'm sorry, brother. You can be pissed at me if you want. They aren't Marines anymore.
Oh, I understand. I'm talking about X-generation Marines. I'm not talking about this new, you're stressing me out, throwing up the blue card and everything else type. You know, I'm talking about what we went through. I'm talking about what we went through when the drill instructors could beat the living shit out of you.
Yes, sir. I concur with
that. Well, guys, that's right. Well, guys, it's that fun. And everything, and I tell you, it will get worse. It's getting worse and worse as we're getting closer and closer. They're pushing, you know.
And I apologize for being a little ranty this evening. Gentlemen.
Go ahead, brother.
I've reached the point to where when I look over there at the field where I grow my fucks to give, I see that it is completely barren. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm right there with you.
Well, maybe you can get your hands on that 40 to 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate fertilizer that came up missing and spread it out there and grow some give a fuck. You know.
Yep. Well, guys, we'll come back Monday and everything and the stuff if you guys want to be chill Monday. But I tell you,
buckle up, America. I told you in 2 years you wouldn't recognize this country. We're there. I mean, the stupidity is gross. And ladies and gentlemen, please, if you love this country, if you love your children, if you love your grandchildren, your nieces, your grandnephews, whatever the fuck it is out there that you love, if you love it, it is time to stand up and stop cowering, being beaten down by 5% of the fucking country. Turn off the legacy news, your Fox, your NBC, your ABC, CBS. Turn that shit off. Turn on OAN. And there's a I think it's called 1440 group out there. They put out real news, both sides of the story, and let you make up your own mind. And we need God more than we ever did. And God will provide us a way to victory.
And just remember, America, just remember, brother. And just remember, America, and just remember, America, what Russell was talking about, this AI, this artificial intelligence thing they're trying to come out with. This is being supported and sponsored by a president whose son brings cocaine into the White House, and we have a president that can't get out a coherent sentence to save his own fucking life. Okay, this is who's sponsoring artificial intelligence now. Just think about that. Just think about that. You know.
Right.
Hey, you have a good night. I'm out of here. Today is my Friday this week. I got a 3-day weekend, so you can find me. You'll be able to find me in a bottle of whiskey, something at the bottom of a bottle of whiskey somewhere.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm gonna call my broker and I'm gonna get him to buy some more stock in bourbon. Okay.
All right, you guys.
America, God bless. Be safe. Get up and do something. I'm out of here.
Okay.
All right, y'all. We'll
later
see
on.
Y'all Monday.
All right, Joseph. Well, that's about it. You know, what more can we say? What more can we say?
Right.
You know, if you want to see what we're saying, just look out your fucking front door, ladies and gentlemen. Look out of your windows. You know, it's right in front of you. I mean, there's nothing more we can do. There's nothing more we can do. We're three people. We're three people on an internet radio show. You know, we're nobodies. We're nobodies. We're three people. We can't take on this entire system, this entire regime by ourselves. We need help. We're asking you for help. You know, what are you willing to do? You know, if you do nothing, you're going to lose everything. If you do something, you might lose everything. But don't you want to at least have the dignity and the honor to say that I tried to do something?
Exactly. Especially for your grandkids or your kids.
You know?
Good for them.
Don't depend on these politicians. Don't depend on this propaganda that they're putting out that you have freedom of choice. You don't. These people are put there by the military-industrial complex. They're pre-selected. Okay? If there were free and fair elections in America today, you wouldn't be going through this. We wouldn't be having these conversations. We wouldn't have this show would be unnecessary. We'd be given cookie recipes on here. Okay? I mean, people... You got to do something. We need help. A decision has to be made, and it has to be made now. A decision has to be made.
You're going to say no.
You're going to say no and be willing to die on your feet, or you're going to say yes and be willing to live as a slave on your knees. It's up to you.
Exactly.
I can't make the decision for you.
And you know what, Virgil? For almost 20 years coming next year, we've been preparing everybody on this show. You know, giving instructions, you know.
I mean, it's...
Information. What more can we do?
I have no idea, Joe. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say good night. I'm going to say good night, America. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are. And may God help us.
We'll see you Monday. Burger, you get a hold of me if you need to talk or anything, all right?
Yeah, well, I'm doing okay so far. So still kind of, you know, upset that I got to sell my truck. But, and, you know, goodbye to the good old days of being an owner-operator. But everything comes to an end, I guess. All good things come to an end.
Yeah. You imagine there's probably a lot of other owner-operators going through the same thing.
Oh, there's dozens of us. There's dozens of us. There is dozens of us. I mean, we're just fed up with it. We're just fed up with it. You know, the rule changes, the regulation changes. It seems like every goddamn 15 minutes they're changing things on us. And these fuel prices and these maintenance costs, and trying to find a part for your truck if it breaks, and if you find it, I mean, the goddamn thing is higher than giraffe pussy. And I mean, you know, it's just, you know, you spend more, you got more expenses. You know, it's not worth being an owner-operator. You can make just as much or more as a company driver now.
Yep.
You know.
At least them worries about the breakdown.
And, you know, I'm going to take my truck to the yard tomorrow. They're going to take the cameras. They're going to take the e-logs out. And I'm going to go over to a place called George Hamilton's Louisiana Truck Repair Shop. And I'm going to bring it there and get it appraised. And I'm going to see what he gives me for it. And,
You help selling it, let me know. I can set word out over here for you, too.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I can get $30,000 for it and they stick a feather up their ass, we'll both be tickled to death.
Right, right. So, but, yeah, because I could ask a friend of mine up in Santa Fe, Barry Gordon. I don't know if you remember him or not. He's a truck driver.
I know.
He was that one that was going to help you out when you first had your heart attack and everything. So, if I get in touch with him, he'd probably help you sell it.
You tell him it's here anyway, and he wants it. He wants it, come get it. Bring the check. Come get it.
All right, you guys. Well, we'll be back here Monday and see what happens between now and then.
All righty, sir.
All right. Good night,
all right. Good night, America. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.
Drink the water from my